Welcome to the Australian Small Business Show. Join us, your hosts, Matt Hayway and Christy Lee Billett, small business owners just like you, as we bring our first-hand experiences to offer insights, advice and inspiration to help you build a successful small business. Each week we'll discuss one specific strategy, topic, resource or tip that's relevant for every small business, and we'll be inviting along some amazing special guests and friends in business to share their expertise with you. Whether you're starting out, scaling up, or a seasoned small business owner, the Australian Small Business Show is for you. Let's dive in. Matt, welcome to another episode of the Australian Small Business Show. How are you?
Hey, Christy Lee, how are you today? I'm very excited about this weekend because it's a motorsport weekend. We've got supercars in New Zealand and we've got F1s in China.
Right. So was that a public service announcement for me to not expect to see you all weekend?
Exactly.
Good to know. Yeah, Matt does love his motorsport. I don't quite so much care for it, although I will engage in the Formula One just for all the drama that goes on.
I don't understand, though. It's just I don't understand why you can't like cars just going around in circles.
Exactly the reason you've just pointed out. So that's your weekend sorted. I thought you were going to say you're excited about today's topic, which is kind of why I laughed, because of course you'd be excited about today's topic, where I might be glazing over a little bit about today's topic.
Well, I have to love today's topic because you do need good cash flow in your business if you want to go and see motorsport.
True. That's very true. I know how much it costs. So today we are talking about our top tips. Well, not our top tips, Matt's top tips for healthy cash flow. And we wanted to revisit cash flow specifically because our previous episode where we discussed the fact that the numbers don't lie and we shared, I think it was the five numbers that we think you should always be keeping an eye on in business. Not that that was an exhaustive list, but the five key metrics that we like to keep an eye on. And that episode was very popular and we've had a lot of feedback from people just really enjoying knowing what those numbers are and looking at different numbers from different angles in their business. So we thought, well, clearly the number stuff is resonating. Let's do another episode of that and take a deeper dive on one of the numbers we spoke about in that episode, which was cash flow, and that cash flow is, of course, king. So today Matt's going to share with us his top tips to create healthy cash flow in your business, because that is the key. And it's a really important metric, I guess, to measure. So let's recap, I guess, firstly, Matt, what's cash flow?
Cash flow is not profit. So it's different than profit. So cash flow is, being able to meet your expenses, having enough money in the bank. And your goal when it comes to approaching cash flow in your business and building up cash is to just do that. You want to end up with a buffer. You don't want to be hitting the end of each month with just enough to cover everything. So what you want to be doing is trying to build up a buffer in your business for a lot of reasons, because, you know, it's less stressful. Mm-hmm. And importantly, you know, in the future, you might want to expand your business and grow, invest in other businesses. So it's good to start building up a cash buffer.
So cash flow is effectively the money going in and out of our business. And of course, we always want more coming in than going out. And that's what you've just said about that buffer. And I guess that also increases profit when there's more coming in than going out. So that's a good focus to have as well. But cash flow, really what we're talking about is money coming in and money going out and making sure you've always got more coming in than is going out. That's what is a healthy cash flow. So let's run through your seven tips to making sure you create a healthy cash flow in your business. What is your first tip, Matt?
First tip is to do a budget.
Eyes glazing over.
It's quite simple, you know. You need to do a budget. There's no use running a business with blindfold on, you know, and it's not about the vibe, you know. You can't just sit there and think, well, it feels like things are going well. So it's very important, whether you're starting out or whether you're in the middle of your business journey, is to have your budget. And whether you do it January to December, July to June, it doesn't really matter. Mm. As long as you've got, there's something in place where you know whether or not what you're doing is worthwhile.
Mm. And I laugh and I do say my eyes glaze over, but I've always done budgets in my business. Matt would argue that sometimes my budgets are not as realistic as he might like to see them, and I like to project different things that may or may not be factual, but I do like looking at the numbers, and I do like creating opportunities for numbers to be a little different than they are. And I like personally, I do work on a calendar year budget because that's how I run my business. But there is also definitely value to having financial year budget as well. So doing a budget, and if you don't have previous years' information to build a budget from, you can still build a realistic budget based on the projections of what you know to be true, surely.
Yeah, exactly. So you'll know what your expenses are. Whether it's the cost of producing your product, whether it's your staffing, your electricity subscriptions, all this kind of stuff. You'll have some idea of your costs and also, what's coming in or what you project to come in. We'll get to expenses in a minute, but when it comes to your sales, it's best to underestimate your sales.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We probably this is where we differ a little bit. I'm very expense focused, while Christy Lee's
Opportunity focused.
there's more money where that came from,
Absolutely.
which is fantastic. But you want to underestimate your sales in the first instance, particularly if you're starting out in business, so you don't end up in a situation where you're putting in place too many expenses or ongoing expenses, particularly fixed expenses. You don't want to be locking them in if you don't have a real good gauge of what your sales are going to be.
All right, we'll come to expenses in a moment. But firstly, do a budget, which I like and I do. What's your second tip?
Regularly review that budget against your actuals. There's no use. It's like everything. It's like when we talk about marketing, there's no use putting marketing in place unless you've got some way of reviewing whether it's working or not. So generally, what I would do is, once a month, we get to the end of the month and you look at your budget and you punch it, whether it's Excel, Xero, MYOB, whatever you're using to keep your numbers. You go back in and you see whether or not you were right in respect to your budget. And if you're starting out in business, that process will help that budget get a lot more accurate. So, if your estimated cost of 20 grand to run your business and it comes out it's only 10, then the budget gets a bit more accurate.
Yeah, I do this process monthly. I was really good last year. I've been a bit lax this year, I must say, but and is it as simple as the way I do it, which is what I do is I just run a profit and loss in zero and compare that to my budget and put the actuals in based on what is in zero compared to the budget, which I have in an Excel spreadsheet. Is that process
Oh, simple. Yeah,
suitable?
absolutely. You just keep it as simple as you can. So, it's like you don't want it to be a barrier to stopping you doing it. So, it's just really important because it highlights, over a period of time, you'll end up seeing things within that comparison that's going to help you with your pricing strategy. It might indicate that you've got too many staff, and things like that. So it's a really good exercise to, and first and foremost, it ensures that, you've got positive cash flow.
And you can then make changes if you need to, if you're keeping an eye on it, where if you don't, you're 12 months in, so it's too late to make changes.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's your third tip?
Overestimate your expenses.
Don't like this one either.
I
Because
just think.
I love a subscription, listeners. Like, I love a subscription, and I get in a lot of trouble for all of my software subscriptions, but I've got really good software.
And so part of my monthly process is to review Christie's subscriptions.
and question me whether I need them all. And yes, I do. The answer is yes.
It's
So,
just it.
overestimate your expenses in that if you think your expenses are $5,000 a month, estimate seven. So, you again, that creates that buffer, doesn't it?
Give yourself a buffer because you never know. Things happen, right? So it's very rare that you don't get through 2 or 3 months in a row where your budget is spot on and something hasn't come up, whether it's a redo of work or whether it's an extra cost that you didn't consider or the car broke down.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
There's unexpected expenses. So you're sort of factoring in that they are going to pop up. So I like that. What's the fourth tip?
Well, I call it knowing your sales cycle. So this can be selling products, delivering services. It's knowing when that money is coming in and managing that process. So what I include in that is your debtor, managing your debtors and things like that, and just making sure that exactly when you're getting paid. You might be providing coaching services on retainer, so you can lock those incomings in. They're coming in on the first of each month. You might look at previous year's sale of product and estimate what the sales will be based on that. So it's really knowing your sales cycle. So
Is that
it's
about understanding the time to acquire a customer as well? Like if you're pitching to a customer and you know that it's about 3 months from your first conversation to a conversion, and then it's another month before you're paid, is about knowing that as well, to know that if there's not enough leads in the funnel, you're going to have a sales cycle issue in 3 or 6 months' time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Particularly if you're you, what you're producing or delivering is a one-off service. So, if you've got ongoing services, it's a little bit easier to know that sales cycle. But if you're in a business where a customer might come through every couple of years, you really need to have that lead, those leads sitting there and knowing exactly how long they take to turn into a customer.
We might do another episode then on the importance of having a mixed product range in terms of that, having some repeatable income that you know is more secure versus some ad hoc or one-off income, which might be more, profitable, but less reliable and less consistent. So mix can be important there. But yeah, knowing when you're going to be paid, when you're going to be invoicing, how long it takes to move a customer along each step of your process, whatever that looks like, is your sales cycle. Now you've mentioned debtors, and that is your fifth tip. What do you want to say about debtors?
They're no good.
So debtors are
Essentially,
people, this is money owed to you, is what we're talking about.
yeah. So unless you've got a really good like process in place to manage them, you're basically allowing your customers to use you to fund their business. And I think and I'm not saying you need to have a strict really aggressive debtor policy. When you're managing clients, it's also about building relationships. So. But being consistent with your debtors policy is key here. I think it's basically, and when you're taking on a customer or client, whether it be a tick of a box online or whether it's a more detailed agreement that you're getting into, it's really outlining the expectation of what you expect from your customers. And there's, the money's better sitting in your bank, obviously, from a cash flow perspective than it is sitting in theirs.
Ironically, in my business, I've historically, and not currently, but this is going back years and years when I had a different type of business, I did a lot of work for accountants, and they were the worst payers in the world. Trying to get them to pay a bill was like pulling hen's teeth. So I find that very interesting. But I think this is something too that is hard as a business owner because we don't want to chase money, especially if we're delivering service. So figuring out ways to maybe have that automated or have someone else do this step for you, because you do have to create boundaries here. And I've learned this the hard way, that you can't keep delivering services and supporting clients that aren't paying you, particularly paying you on time, because it really can have a big hit on your cash flow when you've got debtors sitting outstanding and you're delivering work that ultimately never ends up getting paid for. So, yeah, they're bad, but you've got to find a way that works for you to have a structure around that, right? Because maybe it's not best that you're chasing the debt whilst you're trying to get the customer their product or service delivered.
No, that's right. You want to have specific workflows in your business that help manage that arrangement.
All right, what's your sixth tip for us?
Well, my last two tips I think are the most important, particularly at the
Okay.
moment where we're going through, increased inflation, cost of running business is getting high, and the ATO is really focusing or not that when I say focusing, their marketing at the moment is around educating business owners in regards to what is their money and what's their business's money. And particularly and the personal versus business can be quite simple if you're say running through a company. If you're a sole trader, it gets a little bit blurry. But understanding and getting a and this is where you can educate yourself as a business owner. If you can do anything around finance, it's really understanding what is a business expense and what's a personal expense. Because if you're running a company, that can get quite ugly in terms of taking money out of the business. And I'll probably tie in my last point here too, which is and make the ATO's chasing down debts quite aggressively at the moment, particularly past debts. There's been some talk that they're bringing back older debts that they'd sort of let off in the past. So they're getting quite aggressive now, and their marketing's around not using your GST and your PAYG withholding to fund your business. And it's what the first thing that happens when things get tough in a business is that if you're on a quarterly cycle for So your BAS,
Mm.
you'll if things start getting a little bit tight, you'll go, right, I'll just use some of my BAS money. And this is if you've actually put it aside, because a
Yeah.
lot of businesses, when I first started, I started in an accounting firm in 2000, literally the same week GST came in. And every business at the time was opening up
GST account.
a
Yeah.
GST account, and they were transferring the money, and that kind of has just disappeared over the
I
years. It's
agree with
not.
that actually, because when I started my business in 2006, I was very diligent to have a separate account for GST and PAYG, and I would every week be transferring the appropriate money into that account. And I don't have that anymore, which is really bad. But also, I agree. I think lots of businesses don't have that anymore, where we were very strict on it in the beginning. And I guess to your point here, when we are using money that we should have set aside for GST and PAYG, we come to BAS time and can't pay our BAS, and then we've got a tax office debt, and that is not good for healthy cash flow.
Well, no, it's and they do, they just pile up. So, you know, because if you've got an issue with your cash flow in, say, January to March, you're probably going to have one in April to June. So really what you're doing is you're just pushing it forward. So it may surprise our listeners that I still have a GST account.
Probably not.
And the other thing, it's superannuation too. So it's not just GST and PAYG withholding,
Super.
it's super as well. So you need to. It's your employee entitlements and things like that. So a lot of business owners, when they get in trouble, the first thing that happens is they start dipping into those things because they're expenses that are in 3 months' time, and they go, well, I'll worry about it in 3 months' time. So
But it only compounds. The
it's a
problem only
very, very, very
compounds.
slippery slope there. Once you've done it once, it's very difficult to catch it up again.
Right. Okay. Fantastic. So, 7 tips to creating healthy cash flow in your business is do a budget, regularly review your budget against your actuals, overestimate your expenses, know your sales cycle, make sure you're on top of your debtors because they're not good for cash flow, understand what is a personal expense versus a business expense, make sure you're very clear on that, and do not use your PAYG withholding or your GST to fund your business or your superannuation accruals. Park them in a separate account so you've always got the money there to pay those. I think they are great. So, thank you for sharing those, Matt. I'm sure that's going to be really helpful for our listeners. Now, if you're listening to this episode and you've enjoyed it, we would love you to leave us a rating or review, and particularly make sure you subscribe or follow the show wherever you love listening to podcasts so that you get each week's episode directly in your podcast feed on a Sunday morning each week. And we'd also love to hear your tips in terms of how you manage a healthy cash flow in your business. So, come and join us on our socials. We've got a Facebook page and an Instagram account. And just drop us a comment. Let us know some of the things you do to create healthy cash flow in your business. Or if this episode has sparked something that's going to make a change for you, let us know. We would love to hear from you.
Thanks again, Christy Lee.
Thanks, Matt. We'll talk to you again next week.